Jane Smith is an author, and it's about, well, you know what? Let's find out what it's about. Jane, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bill.
Well, you want to help businesses, I understand.
Yeah, I do a lot of business consulting, have for quite a number of years.
And it has to do with something, I guess, you know, I don't know, I'd take it for granted that it has to do with the relationship between businesses and customers.
Yeah, I had a startling finding, and I verified it with research over the last 10 or 15 years, that businesses are really not in tune with what the customers value most in their buying decisions. I'm not talking about the product that they buy or the service they buy. I'm talking about what do they value in the transaction. And over the years, we've done over 200 double-blind market research studies for businesses of all sizes, going back with the findings and asking these businesses and their management and sales teams, what do you think are the top three things customers value? And 90% have guessed wrong. That's pretty staggering.
Well, I'd probably guess wrong, too. What are the top three things that customers want?
Well, it's different for every company and every business. I mean, we test a different list of what's known as attributes, whether it's on-time delivery, accurate invoices. I mean, that was a pest control company. The people wanted to know that they had got accurate invoices. You know, look at it this way. You get a pest control company, they all pretty much do the same thing. They try to differentiate. But if research shows that people are frustrated in a double-blind survey, they can't understand their invoices. They don't know if they're getting billed from 2 months ago, this month, or next month, and they want some transparency, then that's a pretty important selling point. So a company needs to work on getting that right and understanding how important that is to their customers.
So you're talking about customer service, really, is what you're talking about. Something that I thought businesses... I know businesses, and I'm sure you do too. I mean, it's all about customer service. What can I do to make this transaction smoother? Is that, in essence, what we're talking about?
Yeah, but the problem is too many businesses want to sell you, we have good customer service. That means nothing. If you Google customer-focused, customer-oriented, it comes up like 77 million times. It's become a cliche.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by customer service? Our company picks up the phone within two rings. We have a technician on site within 24 hours. What is the customer service need for your customers, and how do you address that very specifically? Very few companies do this and do it well.
Now, are large companies better than small companies or vice versa?
Oh, no, it doesn't make any difference. We have worked with the smallest company all the way up to Fortune 100 companies, and many of them are guilty. Now, I will say this, there's this advertising issue where the big companies have deep pockets. They can afford to advertise taglines like just do it, and they can, through repetition, get brand out. Small, medium-sized businesses, the heart center of America, those businesses have to get crystal clear on a message right away. You know, my book, Creating Competitive Advantage, it's in its 16th printing already. It helps businesses. I get emails from all over the world about what they found in the book and how they can better articulate their own messages and why they're leaving money on the table every day, because they don't know how to say and what to say to customers. That's not a cliche.
Yeah, and it's so competitive out there. I am assuming that you could probably go back and measure this when a company changes the things that they're doing wrong to what they're doing right. Is that true? Do you see a bump in sales?
Absolutely. We have done this work with over 200 companies, and we went back and measured it, and our clients for the last 3 years, we just decided to take the last 3 years because it was too far to reach back, and learned that 91% of the companies who went through this process with us increased revenues and or margins, and another about 85% improved operational performance because they learned what mattered to the customers and they started keeping track of it. Companies are sitting on landmines or gold mines of data, and they don't know which until they look at what matters to the customer.
Wow, and see, that seems, I don't want to underplay what you're doing, but it seems that's common sense. That would be the one thing you would want to focus in on.
It doesn't undermine it at all. I say it absolutely is common sense. and few businesses look under the rocks in their own businesses. You know, the other part of this is if you don't value what you bring to a customer, they won't value it either. So if you've been delivering on time, in full, or if you've got technicians who you've invested heavily in, millions of dollars in training them, you should be telling your customers. They won't value it if they don't see it and know it. And so I tell all our clients, if you don't value what you bring to the customer, what you do for the customer, they won't value it either. You have to create the value proposition based on what they want from you, meaning deliver it well, measure it, and then tell them what your measurements are.
Well, Janie Smith, the author of Creating Competitive Advantage, and the website, I believe, is smartadvantage.com. Is that the best place to get the book, or is it available everywhere?
Oh, it's available everywhere. Amazon, I find books in airports. Website offers the first chapter of both books for free. You can go to the website and download the first chapter, see if it suits your business, and then buy it.
Awesome. Janie, it was great talking with you. Thank you for the tips. And I bet a lot of businesses will pick up the book. They need to. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Bye-bye.